Welcome back to another episode of The Tea. Audio only today, and in the name of Jesus, please let it be perfect, gorgeous, amazing, stunning, beautiful, everything that we could ever hoped and dreamed of.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Praise the Lord.
What a time.
What a time
in the world to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we didn't have internet.
Yeah,
like first world problems.
It's so funny thinking about it now because on Thursday, okay, today is what's today, October 2nd?
Yeah.
The last Thursday,
which is almost a week ago.
Yeah, we were like, maybe we'll record tomorrow in reference to Friday. But we knew it was going to, like,
yeah,
rain, but
we knew there was going to be a storm.
But we're like, yeah, maybe we will. Depends on how it is.
Yeah. I just think, like, honestly,
I'm ignorant.
Honestly, I think nobody was, like, mentally prepared. Which, I don't be watching the weather.
Well, no, I knew it was going to, like,
be a storm.
A storm.
Of course.
I didn't know.
It was going to be a tragedy.
And honestly, when they say, like, Category 4, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
And honestly, let me Google it. Because, genuinely, I'm uninformed.
That means it's really bad because 5 is, like, the worst, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm thinking like 1 through 10.
No.
Sure, no. I don't think that's true. Let me see.
It is.
Category 4. Oh, okay. Is the highest hurricane classification.
And 5 is the highest.
And storms that are of this intensity maintain a maximum sustained winds of 130 to 156 miles per hour. Okay.
Yeah, taking like whole trees out of the ground.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
But nobody knew what that meant.
Nobody was prepared.
It's not
funny. It's not funny at all.
No, it's terrible.
And
I had to delete Facebook off my phone.
Oh, okay.
I did.
I covered that in therapy today.
Had to. Just for the time being, because it was like literally me and Jake sat on Facebook for like 2 hours straight last night just watching videos. And Jake was like, all right, now that I have anxiety, do you want to go to bed? And it was like 11. And I was like, oh my gosh, and I didn't even realize. Like, we were just scrolling, like, video after video after video. And so, anyway, I was like, this is really bad for my mental health. I've got to, not to be, like, insensitive or, like, anything like that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't watch it anymore. Like, I wasn't being, like, a full functioning human.
Right.
For, like, the last few days.
Me either.
So,
yeah.
Which now I feel even more ignorant, because like Saturday we went to the racetrack and
right
whatever, but like even I feel like Saturday people did not, because
so nobody had internet,
we didn't have the communication
right
to know what like they were going through.
I didn't have internet until Sunday night at my house.
Yeah,
I did get like cell service and was receiving emails and stuff Sunday when I went to church.
Yeah,
I started getting like messages come through. But until then, I really wasn't communicating or seeing anything.
Yeah.
I did know just
for the best.
I did know from Kayla's parents.
Well, yeah.
I knew that information, but
definitely nobody knew the extent of it. Mm-hmm. And so
how far, how wide, how deep.
Right. And so like Saturday, like we were just carrying on like
regular.
Usual.
Yeah.
And yeah, so devastating, which I mean, of course, like if you don't, I mean, what?
Everyone knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows what we're talking about. What are you about to say if you don't know?
Oh,
okay.
Like what?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't have,
Well, that was something that I talked to Katrina about today because, you know, I think a lot of people felt the same way where, like, it started, and I would definitely say this, even when I'm receiving, like, messages from Caleb's parents and stuff, it was kind of more of, like, a shock.
Right.
And like, just kind of not really knowing what to say in that moment, just kind of being shocked by it all. And then moving from that to then seeing everything.
Yeah.
Still in shock, but then starting to feel really sad.
Yeah.
And a lot of grief. And kind of like paralyzed by it all.
Yeah. No, I feel like last night even, which Jake, my husband, for those of you who don't know, I feel like we should all know at this point. But if you're new here,
I mean, they definitely could be new here.
Yeah. If you're new here, my husband is from Newport, Tennessee. That's where he was born. And so that's where, like, all his family lives. And we knew it was really bad there, which that Newport is, like, not far off, like, the North Carolina-Tennessee line, like, in East Tennessee. And we knew that there was, like, flooding there and stuff, but it wasn't even until last night that we saw it. It was, like drone footage from Newport, which is, like, a really, really, really small town. And it's just, like, very much like Asheville and, like, completely devastated. And so he was talking to his mom, and all of his family live, like, very close by, but they were saying that there's a river that, like, runs through Newport, and all the houses that were, like, along the river are completely gone, mm-hmm. except for his aunt's house.
Wow.
His aunt's house and one other neighbor. Every other house was completely gone. And she lost, like, some buildings and stuff, but, like, the house is there. And then his cousin, like, they got flooded and stuff, but his aunt's house, which is, like, in, like, along, right near the river, like, they didn't have any flooding at all. I mean, of course, they're out of power and, like, water and, like, all the things, but, like, anyway, it got really dense.
I know, it's crazy when it's, like, I was telling somebody the other day that, basically, if you had trees fall on your house and no power and no water, that you're considered lucky.
Right. If your house is still there, you're like one of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
Which is why.
Even if like trees fell on your roof and.
Right.
It's like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Terrible. Terrible.
So bad. But I do feel, you know what Katrina was telling me today? She was like, because I was like, I do kind of feel like people are banding together to do what they can. And that is nice to see, especially like, okay, it's election year. Like, there's so many things that like pull our country apart and have pulling our country apart. But it's like almost nice to see people like rooting for somebody else. But then there's also like people that are looting and like shooting people over gas, and like there's that and like the crime that comes with like
the disaster. Yeah.
But she was saying that she found out last night, because she she knows a lot of people in Asheville, but also like Boone as well,
right?
And that that people were creating AI fake images of Boone.
Really?
Yes. And she said that somebody that she knew like shared one of that and was like, this is fake. This is a fake photo. Like, I live here. I'm here right now. This is not what it looked like.
Like in regards to the damage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And Boone. Photos of Boone.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So she's like, that really pisses me off that people would like take a tragedy for likes or for views.
Yeah. Wow.
Because, like, if you're not there, you don't know.
No.
And, like, there are places that were completely demolished. So, it's...
Yeah.
We do believe it, you know?
Right.
And so, she was like, that really, really upsets me that there are, like, freaks out there doing stuff like that.
That is so crazy.
Like, if you're out there doing that, why don't you take your efforts and use them in better ways? Like, if you're smart enough...
I feel like that about all things all the time. Like, using efforts in better ways.
Yeah.
People just don't.
They don't.
Yeah.
Some people are the worst.
Most people are. Like, no offense to people, but people, most of you are.
Yeah. But it does feel like there are people out there that are trying.
Yeah. No, I know.
To help and.
Like, everything we can. And I think a lot of people are doing everything they can.
Yeah.
Which still ultimately won't.
For sure, like, in our area.
I mean, outside, of course, like, the president and stuff. He's not doing everything he can.
Yeah, he's probably dead.
We don't even know if he's alive.
I mean, yeah.
And they posted those photos of him on the beach. And I hope he enjoyed his vacation, if that, in fact, was him.
I didn't see. I didn't see that photo. You should
have
to me.
He's vacaying. It could be AI. We don't know.
Could be fake news.
Well, then I saw that maybe he did go visit...
Also, speaking of fake news,
I have not seen a photo of him visiting North Carolina. I just saw a headline.
Yeah.
I'd like to see those photos. Those are the photos I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, he can go to hell. And clip that. Like, I'm just here to say.
Yeah.
And that's not even in no way, shape, or form a comment on, like, my political affiliation. But, like, he as a human being can go all the way to hell.
Okay.
Okay. I said it.
You said that.
Okay. That's that.
That's the
thing. Yeah, but seriously.
Yeah.
You just laugh.
It's like, least you could do.
No, literally. Literally. And also, you know who else can?
Like, the bare minimum.
While we're talking about it.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, no, really.
Okay.
All those people
who would like to say, this is Anna speaking.
This is my POV. And I do endorse this message. All those people who decided that yesterday was the best time to go on strike at the ports, when literally the whole country is trying to send aid to our people, American people, who are dying, who are dead and dying, who are in such ruin. A lot of people are trying to send, like, aid their way, and then you're going to, for your own personal gain, strike so that we can't get more products into the country for your own personal gain. You can also go to hell. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
There's just, I, yeah.
Are we in hell?
I think.
I can't tell the difference.
See, like, I can't, like, yeah.
Sometimes, you know, like, and I hate to be that person that's, we were like, we're living in a simulation, but I'm like, this is getting a little bit.
I don't think we're in a simulation, because I think if you believe you're in a simulation, then you don't believe in God and whatever. And that's not what I'm just saying. It's this,
like, you're dicey.
You make this up.
Yeah.
You can't make it up.
Yeah, it's getting dicey.
Yeah.
I think it's been dicey.
But I realize we are very unprepared.
Yeah, we're not. We got to start being, like, preppers.
Yeah, we got to get prepped. We got to get prepped up.
I accidentally, like, a long time ago, got on, like, prepper TikTok.
Yeah.
When I was on TikTok.
I think I remember that.
And I had to delete TikTok because it was just overwhelming.
Yeah.
But, like, those people are probably fine. And not that I'm against prepping. Like, it was very, like, burdensome to me mentally.
Yeah.
But I think, like, not that I think I'm going to be a full prepper, but, like, I think I need to be more prep than I am, which is not at all.
Yeah. I'm not at all ready for anything.
Yeah.
To happen.
I just had, like, lots of snacks, but that's just because of kids.
I really didn't even have that, which was wild.
Enough snacks to keep me alive for like a while.
I was just being so ignorant. Like,
well, I just keep a lot of snacks though. It's not that I was, I just,
yeah,
keep a variety of snacks. I keep lots of snacks. And so I had enough snacks, I could have stayed alive a while. It didn't come to that.
Mm-hmm.
But although I didn't have any bread, which in fact, I did have a stale bread peanut butter sandwich Friday when the power was out.
There's something that you have to think about, like, people that are on medications.
Yeah.
Like, just different things that you are not even outside of food and water.
That keep you alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
do you stock up, like, medication when you have it? That is one thing I did learn from the preppers.
Like Tylenol and stuff?
No, like antibiotics. Like when you have an antibiotic,
you don't use it all.
Oh, okay.
Get up?
No.
I do. But I don't get on many antibiotics either. So I guess maybe I need to start getting on antibiotics. It's very rare. Maybe once a year. Maybe.
Well, maybe next time you're sick, you should just call in an antibiotic, even if you don't take it.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
Just to keep it there. Well, you know, I still even need to get in with just like a personal doctor. Speaking about being unprepared.
That's fair.
But I am even doing that. That is on my list of things to do.
But really not even having a doctor.
But right now, I'm just so healthy. But right now.
So good.
I'm compartmentalized. It's honestly at the bottom of my list. And I know that sounds wild.
You have a list? And is it actually on the bottom?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I try to keep lists.
I keep lists too.
But, okay, so, but then in the past couple of days, I really got off my list.
Well,
this really messed me up. And then so last night I made another list.
Yeah.
I was like, if I don't brain dump,
yeah,
I have to get it out of here on paper.
Yeah.
So that I can function. Because I was on brain overload.
Yeah. I am too. But I did, like, I have to write things down or I don't remember to do it. And so, but this week has been like just wild. So I think there's grace to be found there.
Yeah.
Because we're all kind of like, it's kind of like a, I don't want to say it's a everybody thing, but definitely everybody where we live thing. Like everybody's feeling the feelings and like,
I would say I have seen a couple people like this morning. I saw this person and I don't know them very well. And honestly, I'm probably going to unfriend them on Facebook because I don't know them very well.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're friends with them on Facebook. I met them.
What's that?
I can't.
Don't say it out loud.
You wouldn't even know. I'll say later.
Okay.
I've served with them before. But like they don't. They're somewhere else. They're like not. Anyways, that's how I met the person.
Okay.
That's how I'm following them.
Okay.
But they were like posting and complaining about like no, there being no food and stuff at the store.
Okay. I saw a similar post.
And it was like out. COVID all over again and people are going crazy and stuff. And you know what? Yeah, we are actually a little bit in the sense of like, I'm thinking about what all can I buy to get there.
So you have two different kinds of people right now. You've got the people who are buying up everything to donate. That's your one group. And I think that's a very large group.
Yeah.
Okay, we were at Walmart the other night buying stuff and we had two buggies full. And sorry, Taylor's for Walmart, took every bit of spam that they had in that store. Personally.
Yeah.
Sorry. Everyone who wanted spam. And I'm sorry. And it wasn't, and there was probably 10 other people. And this was at like 9 o'clock at night who were also doing that.
Okay.
Like had huge buggy fulls and just like clearly they were donating.
Yeah.
Stuff. And then now since yesterday, there's this other group of people since the strike who are stocking up on things because they fear
Not
being able to get products because of the strike.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got these two things that are happening like simultaneously at this together.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
I think like it's okay to like, okay. Because I was talking to Katrina about this today.
Mm-hmm.
About kind of like feeling both things, like feeling the need to do that. And then also feeling like, oh crap. Like
maybe I should get some toilet paper.
Yeah.
What if I just bought
some toilet paper to have at the house?
Because I feel like that.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go buy some toilet paper.
I'm not freaking out yet.
Also, I'm not going to buy 10 things of toilet paper. I'm just going to buy one thing of toilet paper.
Yeah. And also, I'm for sure not going to talk about it on Facebook.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely. I saw a post, and I don't know who it was. I don't personally know this person. I don't even know how I ended up. I don't know who you were.
It's odd. Like, I'm like, I saw this post, but I don't know this person. And that's how I feel a lot of times. Like, I don't even know who you are. Like, friend.
No, I...
Block, delete.
100%.
I don't know.
I saw this post, and this was last night, and I was telling Jake about it, and it was like, everybody is buying up all the water, and some of us actually drink bottled water. Can y'all just leave some of the bottled water? Because at my house, we drink bottled water. And I'm thinking, lady, that's the biggest thing that people need is water.
Yeah.
So 90%, I'm no doubt in this area, Hickory, Statesville, Taylorsville, surrounding areas, Marion, like all these places closest to like Asheville.
Yeah.
People are buying water either to donate or because they're coming from those places to get water.
Right.
And literally turn your tap on.
Yeah.
Literally, what if you just turned your tap on?
Yeah.
And like, also, if you felt that and were so deeply enraged by it,
check yourself.
Literally, don't post that.
Check your heart.
Jessica, when I tell you, I was already feeling unhinged.
Yeah.
I was about 3 seconds, not less than.
Yeah.
less than 3 seconds from saying, that's so embarrassing that you posted this.
Yeah, you're embarrassed.
And I need you to know.
I'm
embarrassed for you.
Yeah, I'm having secondhand embarrassment.
It's hand in hand to the people posting about like schools being out. And if this hurts your feelings, it should.
Yeah.
Just
1,000%.
Like, honestly, like, nobody knows what to do. Nobody knows what the right thing to do is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have this whole group of people who's like, the kids should not be going back to school. Because our county went back to school today. There's a half the people who are like, kids should not have went back to school. And then there's the other half who's like, praise God, like, this is going to be the first hot meal, like, some children have had.
Right.
That's last week.
Yeah.
And it's just like, both of those things can be true.
Yeah.
And we don't need to hear about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's an impossible decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not ours to make.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and also, if you don't want your kid to go to school, just don't send them to school.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not even saying what edge of that fence I ride on, because yeah. I can see both
sides. That's what I was about to ask, is what do you
think? I think I see both sides of it. Like, Bentley School didn't go back to school. And, like, I get it. Like, roads are still closed. People are still without power. I totally see the side of, like, we haven't had power. How are we going to do the homework? Or, like, because a lot of it's computers and stuff. Like, and I think there's probably grace to be given from those teachers.
Sure.
100%, because everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But then I also see the side of, like, okay, some of those kids can go and have a hot meal or, like, be somewhere where there's power.
Right.
Like, just be somewhere.
Have some normalcy.
There's, like, not this mental load.
Yes.
Everybody's stressed.
Yeah.
Anyway, the moral of the story is, this is such a good time for people to not post their opinions on Facebook.
Yeah.
It just, wherever you stand.
A better time.
Wherever you stand on that.
Yeah.
Because I don't care. But, like, some of you look like clowns.
Yeah, you just look dumb.
Some of you are looking like clowns. And just stop.
Yeah.
I can't.
This is going to be a really good time for us to unfriend some people.
I stay unfriending people.
I know. Like, I feel like anytime something happens in the world, that is, like, the time where you start to kind of really weed out, like.
Yeah, I just.
Like, you're not contributing to me in any way right now.
But none of it is.
Yeah.
I want you to name 3 people on Facebook who contribute to you. Like, or like, yeah, that was refreshing. You can't, can you name one?
You.
I mean, I don't even post, hardly. I'm saying that you see their post and you're like, that was positive, encouraging, Caleb. I want to see more of that.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Is it becoming Twitter?
It's been being.
Yeah. It's getting worse.
It's not. I don't even know. I will say I took Facebook off my phone today just for no other reason than I had to, like, give myself a break from just the mental load, because I can historically, like, really take on, like, emotions of others, and that is really burdensome to me. And although I am very sad, like, myself, just for my own reasons. Anyway, it was a lot. But I did, like, was able to find a section of the internet on Instagram where there were some, like, funny videos.
Yeah, and you sent them to me.
And I sent them to you. And I hope they made you laugh.
Yeah. The one about Karen.
Oh my gosh, yes. I saw a video that said that
Jessica is the new Karen.
Jessica's gonna be the new Karen.
Okay.
And tracks.
I'm offended.
Really? I mean, all the Karens fell.
Gosh, I don't want to be a Karen. I feel like I'm not a Karen.
No, I don't think you're a Karen, per se, but I can see how Jessica will be the new Karen.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people named Jessica.
So many. Yeah, in that time.
Yeah.
In our era.
So I can definitely see that.
That's sad for me.
Already, like, in a way, been a thing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people are referenced to some things, they'll be like, okay, Jessica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard
stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was just the beginning.
You know what that just made me think of?
What?
You know Jessica on Laguna?
No.
Okay, so Jessica was one of Kristen's best friends.
Okay.
And, like, you know, she was like, okay, Jessica. Like, she would, like, in her Kristen Cavalier voice. Kind of like, Steven.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, no, I've been trying to find things to kind of, like, disassociate from the sadness
world.
And I do find that in my podcasts. like, because most of them are from last week.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was pre.
Nobody's really like talking about it a ton.
Yeah.
And honestly, am I listening? I don't know what they're saying, really. Mm-hmm. Like, last night I found myself listening to a podcast. Don't know what they talked about. I couldn't tell you what it was about, but it played the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
While I like did some work.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, that like distracted my mind enough that I could accomplish the work that I needed to.
Yeah.
So like yesterday, I had said, I really want to record this week since we didn't get to last week. And gosh, I just really want to get like back on our regular weekly schedule.
Right.
And you said, well, what are we even going to talk about? And I was like, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I feel like we just need to, because maybe there's somebody else like me in the world that is out here like listening to my favorite podcast or things to just kind of like get my mind off of it. Or, you know, as we've talked about it for 25 minutes.
Yes.
We of our time. Not
talk about it either.
That would be like read the room.
And that's how I feel about some of these posts on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read the room.
Read the room.
Yeah.
Somebody I know posted something because, like, she, you know, has a business or she, you know, does her own business. And she was like, I had told myself that whenever, like, October hit that I was going to do this, like, thing. But then this happened. Like, she was doing a thing in her business that she needs to promote, like, on the internet.
Yeah.
And she was like, kind of feeling that whole, like, read the room thing. Like, I need to do this. But, like, this is going on, and, like, I have to do it because, like, this is my job. And so that's kind of how I felt. Like, I want to post my work. I want to tell people, like, what's been going on. And I'm like, I feel...
Yeah.
Like, when's the right time to come back?
Right.
Which I feel like we're starting to get back there because I still am doing my weddings. Like, my weddings weren't canceled. There were a lot of weddings that were canceled. There were a lot of things that were canceled. A lot of photographers, like, in Boone and Asheville and stuff, that, like, they're not working.
But right.
I'm still working.
Yeah.
By the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
I still have work. And it's like, the show must go on, and I hate that.
Yeah. That is, like, the weirdest thing. It's just like... Like, okay, my friend was telling me yesterday, we were talking about it, and her work is in Marion. I could have said that completely wrong, but wherever her work is, it got completely destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was just kind of like, I really don't know if I have a job. Like, I don't really know what's going to happen. But she was like, she lives like an hour from there. And she was saying how, like, you know, feel terrible because I have like power and water and internet. And like, she said, I just took my kid to go get a haircut. Like, I'm just carrying on like as normal. And people that I work with that live around where her job was, like, they lost their homes, they lost everything.
Yeah.
And I'm just carrying on as normal.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, especially here where we're so close to it.
Yes.
But didn't get.
And have friends and family.
Have friends and family there that like got the most hurt or the most like destruction, and we are like really just on the outskirts of it. Pretty much like carrying on.
Ooh.
I don't want to say as normal, but
yeah,
because obviously even in our county there's people who don't have power and don't have water and like things like that, but like we're okay.
Yeah.
And
well, Katrina was like, this is survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's what she was telling me today. She was like, I think a lot of people are feeling like survivor's guilt right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I said, Anna's going to cover this when she talks to you in therapy. But I was like, she closed her house and she got her keys to her house yesterday. And like, it was just such an amazing day for her. But like, she couldn't feel it the same way that she wanted to because of everything going on, that she felt bad because she has this like beautiful home that, you know, she's going to be moving into, but she should be happy about it. Like, we couldn't have seen what was going to happen over a year ago, like when you started building your house. Like, and also at the same time, it's such a wild thing because as we see like what's going on with them, like the two things can be true at the same time. Like, for you, you're seeing God's provision.
Yeah.
And like, for other people, they're like, where, God, where are you?
Yeah.
Like, are probably feeling very alone right now.
Yeah.
and where you're feeling like you see God's grace, right, and like you're, you know,
it's, yeah, like the, so wild.
It's so crazy. Yeah. And so I was like, Anna will cover that in her own appointment. Like, I don't need to cover that for her.
Still, I feel like I'm just kind of like, me and Jake were talking about last night, and I was just like, I don't even feel like feelings about the house. Like, I'm not even like,
yay, or like, boo, or like, do you think, and this is a weird thing to ask, but like, if this wouldn't have happened, because I know you were already kind of feeling a little bit like that in general, because the house building process has just, yeah, kind of been this, like, are we going to close? Like, it's almost been like, yeah, too good to be true. Like, it's never going to come.
Yeah.
Do you think that that also is part of it?
That is part of it too, a little bit.
Like, kind of feeling like the day was never going to get here, and then it finally did, and it's like, can we really live here?
I felt like I had a lot of anxiety, like, in the last, like, week or so, like, leading, like, involving the house and stuff. I don't really know why. I don't really know why. But I had a lot of, like, anxiety, and then amplified by, like, everything going on, like, in the world. And so, like, by the time they were like, okay, I was just like, okay, cool. Like, I don't know why. And I still feel like that. I'm just like,
yeah. Well, maybe,
I don't know. It's like,
once you, like, move in and you start getting your stuff in there and you start making it a whole.
No, I just feel so weird about it. I don't even know how to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's also, like, a weird thing. I think it's always a weird thing when you're, like, waiting on something to happen and then it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And which I've told you about that before. About, like, when you don't anticipate, like, you can't anticipate what something's going to be like.
Yeah.
And you don't see past it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'm kind of in this place that's where, like, okay, now it's happened, but I still don't know, like, what's next.
Yeah.
As,
like, okay, like, this is your house, and now what?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're going to move your stuff into it.
I know. It's so weird. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know if I think it had just been like the time had just carried on for so long that I just wasn't prepared. Cause I just felt like I didn't want to be prepared because I didn't want to be let down because I have been.
Right.
So then, like, now
I see what you're saying.
You know?
Yeah.
Now I'm like, okay, so now.
Now what?
I wasn't preparing my mind for, like, another big, like, life change.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because also, a layer of that is, like, I've had the security of, like, living with mom and dad, and then now I'm not going to. And I know that sounds, like, crazy.
No, I know. I get what you're saying.
Because, like, it's almost a little bit scary.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Is that weird, though? Because, like, I'm, like, although I'm so, that's so exciting, it's almost, like, a little bit scary.
Well, I mean, I think it's just, like, another transition point, yeah, again. I think that, like,
I don't know, like, if you
move somewhere for a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of, and
yeah,
also, it's, like, your house.
Of course, like,
that you're familiar with. It's,
like, complained about it, and, like,
yeah,
like, it's a little bit scary to be, like, back on my own again.
Okay.
On my own.
No, I see what you're saying.
Like, there's a reason we left where we were.
Right.
And so, like, anyway.
You feel like you won't feel safe?
Vulnerable.
Okay.
Feeling vulnerable.
You're feeling vulnerable right now.
Yeah.
But, like, are you feeling that you're not going to feel safe in your house? Or you're afraid that you're not going to feel that way?
No. I think it's just like, I think I'll be safe and I think it'll be fine. And like, I think I'll feel safe. And it's just like, I don't know. Just the transition of it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Now we're moving again. I don't know. And then add on to it. I think, I do think I would feel differently if like, this week hadn't been this week, because then now I have a lot of like anxiety attached to it and like guilt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, and also when you've been through like a trauma, your body really doesn't know the difference of like, this isn't necessarily my trauma.
Right.
This isn't necessarily something like...
It's not happening directly to me.
No. But like, I will...
Also, it feels personal.
Yes.
Yes.
So like, there's a big, like, for me, disconnect between like your, what you know, and like, as like the way your body reacts to things.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like Saturday.
Like what you know to be true.
Right. And for me, part of my anxiety in the last year has been like really, really physical. And Saturday, of course, we didn't know like the devastation of the hurricane yet, but Jake was racing, and that like it was, I had a lot of anxiety that day, like being in a large crowd, like a huge crowd.
Yeah.
And just in that scenario.
Yeah.
The racing people.
Yeah. The community.
My body shook the whole day, the whole time we were there.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, even when I was, like, like mentally...
Was fine.
I was fine, but my body physically shook the entire time we were there. And so, just all that to say is, like, for me, now that I've been, like, been through the trauma, even though, like, I'm doing so much better and whatnot, my body just genuinely doesn't know the difference of like being okay and not being okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime I get like a little nervous, like I have a very physical reaction to it.
Mm.
And so I'm just feeling like,
yeah,
I don't know how to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, to, it's kind of crazy because, and then I feel bad for even feeling like that. Cause it's like,
mm-hmm.
People are dying.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I know.
But it's the weirdest thing. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people are feeling that same sort
yeah.
of way.
Yeah.
So, prayers.
Yeah.
Send help.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the tea on that.
Yeah.
So excited for your house, though.
No, I am excited. Like, I'm excited.
I told Ivy about it today because I was like, maybe we can help them move some stuff on Saturday.
Yeah.
But I didn't know, like, when you were actually going to start doing that with the paint and stuff.
Yeah, so probably Saturday.
Okay, yeah.
Saturday.
Yeah, because I don't have a wedding on Saturday. I have one on Sunday.
I thought it was on Saturday.
I have one on Sunday, the Lord's Day.
And you can meet Jake's new brother.
Okay.
Jake has a new brother.
I can totally help on Saturday.
Go into details about that. But Jake has a new brother
mm-hmm.
that he just met.
Yeah. Congratulations. So he'll be there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that we should be able to help.
Yeah. So yeah,
what KK's plan is. He goes back and forth.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm so honestly, that's giving me a lot of anxiety too.
What, Caleb?
And Jake.
Well, I and like, Caleb last night was like, that. We can talk about this offline, but he
yeah.
was just like, I told Jake to not do that and to stay here and be with his family and move his family into his house.
I know, but Jake, like...
I know, but...
Feels, he's,
Caleb was like,
know,
he
wants,
okay.
wants to help.
I know, but like... This yeah. is the moment.
I know.
That we've all been waiting for.
I know.
You didn't want to see that.
She's on vacation.
Let's get her moving some stuff around.
Yeah. The teens is like...
Let's get her picking up a box or two.
Your dad are on vacation right now, which honestly... Good for them.
Yeah.
Like,
we should be there.
Honestly.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the house, if the house wasn't ready this weekend, I would be there.
Yeah.
I would just say, you know what?
We're all going.
And to some people, that might sound like insensitive, but I think they had the idea.
I think,
well, they already had this pre-planned.
It was like yeah. forever. Like, yeah. It wasn't like, oh, we're fleeing.
No, they weren't fleeing.
The country.
They had a pre-planned like vacation because they had to go to bike week.
Yeah,
I always get a bike week.
I mean,
and so
what else would you do?
I'm like, honestly, that's the best.
It's 1:37.
Okay, course of action. Because,
yeah,
in reality, like you can only do so much to help,
mm-hmm.
and it is quite mentally taxing.
Yeah.
And
so, okay.
We were all at bike weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always next year.
I mean,
probably not.
Probably not. Realistically, when am I ever going to go to bike week? I'm not. But it's a great idea, and I'm happy for them.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Which Teens also said after bike week to not mention her ever again. And I was like, we don't even talk about you.
Yeah.
He was like, yes, you do.
Yeah.
Well,
Teens was not super happy about last week. Or not last week. It was the week before. We did
weeks ago.
The internet.
The hurricane happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll make a list to get your house stuff. Get a moving list.
Yeah, I've kind of
what to do
in my mind.
Yeah, get it on paper. Do a brain dump. That's all I would say.
Yeah, I want to make, because it's really just going to be upstairs.
Okay.
That's what's going to be, like, done being painted, like, by the weekend.
Okay.
They're there now.
Yeah.
For this morning.
Good.
I know. It doesn't even feel real, really, I think.
It'll hit, I think. You know?
Yeah.
It's that moment, like, whenever, you know, brides are getting married or whatever, and yeah. They, like, really don't feel like they're getting married until they're about to walk down the aisle.
Well, I feel like
and it's like they spend all these hours getting ready, and then, they still are, like, not even in reality they're actually going to get married in, like, 4 hours, and then they get married. They're there.
Well,
and then it happens.
I was at the aisle, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that was anticlimactic.
No, I mean, I think you'll really feel like it when you actually can start putting stuff in there and making it your own place.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think it will.
Okay.
We'll see. It'll seem to feel a little bit more real.
Next week.
Yeah.
If it did or not.
Mm-hmm.
Which at this moment, it's not like, and I think part of that is also we weren't like, okay, we're closing the house, we're moving in today.
Mm-hmm.
People were like, oh, okay, we're moving in today. And I'm like, no.
Not today.
I don't know when that's going to happen.
Maybe like next week.
Maybe next week. Maybe next weekend. Maybe in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, that meme where it's like 2 weeks, 6 months. And they're like, that's a possibility. It's like the office or something.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. So anyway, house.
Yeah. It'll happen. Yay.
Yeah.
Congrats to Anne.
Thank you.
I know everyone's been hearing all about it. I know, and they're probably going to be, like, so shocked about what you're going to say, because you've literally said every episode, like, I cannot wait to not live at mom's house anymore.
I know.
And then here we are. What she might be saying.
Holding space for two truths, because I cannot wait to not live at mom's house anymore.
Yeah.
Mom's not there this week. That makes
it
easier to miss them when they're not there.
Yeah,
for sure. But I think it's like, of course, like I'm totally ready to have my own space. I'm totally ready to like have my own like routine and my flow and like all the things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, of course, it's another big
life change. Yeah, and that's gonna take time anyways. Not like you're gonna like move in and jump into your new routine.
Right, right.
That's gonna take time.
Yeah. So that's that. Thank you.
That's that. You're welcome. Any other, like, news that we want to talk about?
Is there any other news?
We did the photo shoot. The photo shoot did happen. Yeah. We shared a little bit. I've edited only a few photos. We got to edit more photos.
Yeah.
We're going to be working on some stuff. It got a little postponed due to the hurricane. Everything's back to being postponed.
And it's okay. We're reading the room.
Yeah, we're reading the room.
And the room is dark.
We're going to be doing something with that. And the photos are really cute.
So cute.
We're so cute.
We just could not have known on Monday what was going to happen on Friday.
No, we couldn't have.
And nobody did.
Mm-mm.
Or we'd be in a different scenario.
Yeah.
Of course.
It would have.
So, okay.
I was just sitting on the couch, like, holding my boob. Okay, can you get down?
That's a kid thing to do. Why do that?
It's like...
Kelly does that sometimes too.
Yeah.
I think a lot of kids do that.
Yeah.
Why do kids do that?
I don't get it. Noah does it a lot, but she's a baby.
Yeah.
She thinks it's funny.
You think it's funny too?
Yeah. I mean, there's some stuff happening in pop culture, but I don't think we have time to talk about it. You got to go. You got to go sit and pick up.
I got to pick up. So much to do.
So little time.
Literally. And
good death.
Yeah, again, if you're offended by anything I said, good.
Yeah, somebody for sure is.
This isn't for you.
Yeah. And it's okay. It's not for everybody.
Just come to a point where it's like,
you realize that you're not for everybody?
I've been knowing that.
Yeah.
That's super clear. Super clear.
So loud and clear.
Loud and clear. We know. So it's just like... And I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
And again, it's not even that. It's not a political statement. Because we're not like real into politics. But it's just like...
Yeah.
Literally do something. Do anything.
Literally anything.
Literally anything.
And like, all the house is burning down.
Literally between the hurricane and the port strike and
Israel.
So many other things. I promise you, if you send aid to Israel, and like no shade, no hate to Israel, we love Israel, we stand with Israel. If y'all send aid to Israel before you send aid to North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, the places that got like severely affected.
Should we go to Australia?
I don't, well, they have spiders. Like really, really big spiders.
Okay.
And that's why I don't live.
Can you not just spray for
them? No, they're like huge. They're like the size of your face.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Are you sure it's not AI?
No. Google it.
Okay.
They have like a lot of dangerous animals there.
Okay.
And I'm not fighting for my life from an animal.
Okay.
So maybe like Greenland or something. Iceland.
That seems depressing.
Heaven, I think is my next destination.
Heaven.
I told Jake yesterday, I'm like, and then also, I had just found out about Israel. Like, the news just broke in like the last 30 minutes when we closed on our house. I was like, this is pointless.
Yeah. Jesus is coming back.
I'm like looking in the sky, like, okay.
Right.
Where are you at? Thanks for this key.
I might never live here. Like, it's just so much.
If Jesus doesn't come back,
like, I will. You can walk up there.
No. Is this going to get me into the kingdom of heaven? Because that's what I need to know.
That's what I'm doing
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like if Jesus doesn't come back in the next year, we're going to look back on like this week and be like, what a weird time that was. That's what I do every year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. I'm like, what were you talking last year was?
Yeah.
I'm so weird. Is it yelling? Is that a communal experience? Or
I look back on last year and was like, that was so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever tell like any part of last year, I'm just kind of like,
I didn't even talk
how
about
did
it.
That happen?
Layers anymore, other than to my therapist. I'm like, you already know.
I was talking to somebody. Oh, I was talking about how I'm trying to get like a website up or whatever. I've been working on one for my business. Uh-huh. And I was telling the guy, I was like, you know, I went like, I've been like perfect, like technically doing this essentially full time for 4 years. And I've never had a website. And I built my whole business without a website. And he was like, wow, that's crazy. And we were like kind of talking about that or whatever. And I was like, yeah. I was like, well, I wanted to do it last year. And then, like, I had a baby and then my husband had cancer. And then, like, and I didn't even go into you.
Yeah.
I was just like
it's really sad. It was just a crazy thing.
It was so weird. I was like, but now, like, I feel like I'm coming out of that a little bit.
And then there was a hurricane.
Right.
And she just came back. And here we are.
Yeah. So, anyways.
So, Lord, if you're listening.
And he is.
Live in that house one day.
He is.
You got things to worry about. But, like, one day. 24 hours. Not even.
One day.
Asleep. Let me sit on that couch one time.
I want to sit on the couch, too.
I want to sit on the couch.
Just once.
One time.
I just see the house once.
Jessica's never even seen it. Which now I'm at the point, like, definitely wait till this weekend because they're going to come put the lights in on Friday.
I'm sure waiting.
No.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go.
Okay, yeah. Anna's going to go. This was so fun.
So glad we talked the whole time about...
what we didn't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, you can't. There's no way to not talk about it.
It's like, this is current events. This is what's happening.
Yeah.
People can relate to that.
And like, who cares that Kristen Cavalier and her boyfriend broke up?
Honestly, nobody.
Exactly.
Honestly, nobody.
Who cares?
Everybody knew they were going to break up.
It was going to happen. It's
not in game.
Uh-uh. And who cares about what's going on selling Sunset?
It's married. That's not in game.
It is. But you know what? You can stay sitting there.
I will.
In that corner.
Because.
Of the world.
We'll replay this and we'll stitch it whenever they divorce.
Okay. Okay.
And we'll know on October 2nd, 2024, I said that's not in game.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Well, tomorrow, October 3rd, is when the episode will come out. But.
Okay. Well, this is today. Tomorrow's tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow's October 3rd.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's October 3rd.
Okay.
Tomorrow's what?
Mr. Start.